content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday morning to you. It's 1 minute after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time here where we are on the Power Hour. Hey, guess what? We are trying our darndest to get to the place where we can celebrate our silver anniversary. Now, you know what the silver anniversary is, right? For those of you out there, come on, you know what it is, 25 years. So, you know, since the turn of the century, like Joe Kelly just announced, that would be the year 2000. We've been hard and heavy, starting from Joyce Riley and other hosts that have handled the duties of the show here, and we would like to keep this going through next year so we can celebrate our 25th anniversary. And we need you to help. And it's one of those things. I know. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news and say we're going off the air. But if you don't shop the Power Mall and you don't donate, we will. That simple. This week, we have a sale on OptiVita products. They're 10% off. The sale prices are marked already. And if you spend $300, you get $20 off your order for Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice products. It automatically applies at checkout. Now, here's the thing. We decided, it was an executive decision, to have Strauss and North American Urban Spice as drop shippers for our customers. Now, understand that means that the products are coming to you directly from the factory, from the, you know, the company, right? They are not sending us product to stock. It saves us on spending revenue and having to wait for orders to come in. So we make less with this arrangement. We felt the benefit to you, the customer, shopping at the Power Mall is more important to you because you don't have to wait for anything to be in stock and you can order every single one of the products that the company offers. So since we make much less than we did before, we can no longer offer regular discounts, which is why we came up with a Strauss Naturals and North American Urban Spice deal. Now, OptiVita products, we have 10% off because we carry those products. Okay, that's the difference between what's going on here. Now, the thing that will not help us is if you go to the distributor or the manufacturer themselves and you don't go directly to the Power Mall or our partner's website. So when you go and you buy it from directly from them, we don't get credit and we can't stay on the air if you do that. It's that simple. I'm not begging. I'm just advising you that this is what we have to do if we're going to celebrate our silver anniversary. We have an election coming up. We, knowing that Alex Jones's network may be sold off, there's supposed to be a hearing this week in front of the bankruptcy court, and they turn this thing into a Chapter 7 liquidation. The court may order everything sold. Yeah. And I mean everything. The whole warehouse could be cleaned out. All the sound equipment, lighting equipment, staging equipment, TV, camera equipment, all of that, production studio equipment, all that stuff may be sold off. And see, the thing is that a lot of that doesn't get sold off at bargain. I mean, it's all at bargain basement prices pretty much because nobody likes buying used equipment, even though it's been very well taken care of. I can tell you that right now. I've been there. I've seen the studios. But see, if he goes off the air, you know, I mean, some benefactor that's a billionaire may show up and buy him out of this thing and keep him on the air because he believes in what Alex Jones is doing. But see, we're not that grand scale here, but we do broadcast like he does on the radio. And we are on Rumble. So, you know, the thing is that the wicket he's in is a wicket that happened as a result of saying that Sandy Hook did not happen. And then his listeners started to go after Sandy Hook victims, alleged victims. And they got harassed and they turned around and filed a lawsuit. And the judgment was $1 something billion. Now, yeah, he gets put out of business. See, we don't have that overhead now. And we don't have $1.5 billion judgment against us. And so if you want the news and information, you got to keep with it. You got to keep going to the Power Mall. You have to keep donating and just keep supporting us so we can stay on the air so we don't end up like Alex Jones and having to liquidate everything and go away. And you will notice as time progresses that the left is going to attack as many alternative, truthful podcasters and radio shows as they can. They don't want the truth getting out. Well, sorry, we can't have that. We're all about solutions here, but you got to help. And of course, we have a lot of people saying that they're calling and nobody answers the Power Mall or calls them back. Understand if you call between the hours of 8 and 4 Central and nobody answers, it means we're on the other line with another customer. And the only way we're going to know you called is if you leave us a message. And there is a prompt to do that. And so if you don't press the magic button and leave us a magic message with your phone number on it and who you are and what you need, we have no idea you're trying to get through, and thus we can't call you back. We don't want you to give up. We want to try to help you, making sure that you're healthy. That's why this whole thing was started in the first place, because we care about our listeners' health, because God gave you a sound mind. That's just the way it is. And, of course, we have a prayer request. You might also, pray for the safety of this program and the hedge of protection around it so we don't get attacked, because we're trying to report the truth here. Yeah, I know there's a lot of misinformation out there. AI is going to soon take over a lot of social media, and you're not going to know what to believe. And, of course, we have a regular call-in line, 631-359-8232. So if you cannot listen because we don't have shortwave and you don't have internet, then you basically just call the 631-359-8232 number. And you can ask any of the people at the Power Mall for that number, and we'll give it to you so you can listen to the show. It does repeat itself on that phone line. And, of course, the contributions, very necessary. Shopping with the partners, even more necessary. Fred Deshefsky is one of our partners. He's got U.S. Coin Capital. For those of you that have a grand to spend, call him, 800-878-2646. Tell him you heard me talk about it at the Power Hour. Because then he likes us and he keeps coming to us as a sponsor. That keeps us on the air as well. Like, if you're going to diversify your portfolio, U.S. Coin Capital, that's OL.com, uscoincapital.com. Then, of course, the other partners we have, if you go to thepowerhour.com and use the partner links, you certainly can, and then you call us and let us know you bought from them so we get credit for the purchase. Now, these may be a little bit more money. Like Lion Energy, they have the Sovereign System, the whole house protective system, lithium ion phosphate batteries, EMP shield. That's a smaller investment to protect your entire home from EMP strikes, solar flares, all that good stuff. OptiVita hemp products. You have to go on our partners page because those things do have what's necessary to stop pain. Sauna Space, the Grow Network, I have systems here in operation with James McCanny Water Filters. He's also a partner. I swear by these things. I'm drinking clean water right out of the well, folks. My Pillow, Butterfly Essential Oil, Star West Botanicals, Flag Connections, EMF Rocks, and the hits just keep on coming. And we have newsletters, too. You can get them for free if you just go to thepowermall.com or thepowerhour.com and click on the newsletter tab and subscribe. We also have a forum you can participate in. You go to the community tab on thepowerhour.com and you log in, you sign up, and then you can contribute, share your thoughts, and chat with other listeners about show topics, news, and more. We just added private messaging so you can find and connect with other Power Hour listeners and keep in touch. So, we supposedly have Edward Bartlett, the founder of SAVE, an organization focused on fairness and due process on college campuses, joining us at the bottom of next hour. In the meantime, 10 after 11 after the hour of 11, 11, 11. Yeah. World news, we're moving on. We have several links for those of you getting your email blast about the EU elections. This is what's going on right now. Apparently, the more conservative parties have gained ground at the European Parliament and election results that rattled traditional powers. The new parliament will consist of 720 seats due to demographic changes in the EU member countries, while the outgoing European Parliament elected in 2019 only had 705 members. Following the elections, France, Spain, the Netherlands will each get two additional seats. Austria, Denmark, Belgium, Poland, Finland, Slovakia, Ireland, Slovenia, and Latvia get one extra seat each. Marine Le Pen, of France's National Rally Party, says she's ready to turn the country around after dealing a heavy blow to President Emmanuel Macron in the EU parliamentary election. In Germany, support for Olaf Scholz's center-left Social Democrats sank to a projected 14%. Behind the right-wing Alternative for Germany, which surged into second place. Initial projections based on 18% of the votes counted in Italy indicate everybody loves Premier Giorgia Meloni and the right-wing Brothers of Italy party. They won the largest percentage of the votes in the European parliamentary elections. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban's Nationalist Party appeared set to take the most votes in yesterday's European Parliament elections, 55% of the votes counting. That are counted in that. Spain's leading opposition pulled ahead of the governing socialists in the European Union's parliamentary elections. Now, by the way, you know, 99% of the votes counted. Right-wing opposition Popular Party had 34% of the votes, 4 percentage points more than the center-left socialist of Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. That translated into 22 seats for the conservatives, 9 more than the previous European selection, and 20 for the socialists. Spain has the fourth largest number of parliamentary seats allocated in the EU's assembly, 61 out of 720. The centrist opposition Ano Yes movement, led by former populist Prime Minister Andrej Babis, has won the European Parliament election in the Czech Republic. The near-complete Dutch results confirmed Sunday night that Geert Wilders' right-wing Party for Freedom was the biggest winner in the elections for the European Union Parliament. Major opposition Progressive Slovakia has claimed victory in the European Parliament elections there, toppling the leftist Smer Direction Party, the sub-populist Prime Minister Robert Fico. The vote took place just weeks after Mr. Fico survived an assassination attempt. New Democracy wins in 7 of Greece's allotted seats in the 720-member assembly, one less than 2019. Syriza elects 4, 2 fewer than last time. The state broadcaster of Cyprus says near-complete results show the right-wing Elam Party has managed to clinch one of 6 seats allotted to the country in the European Parliament. The first time that party, founded in 2008, has earned a seat in the European Parliament. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has declared victory after an exit poll showed a decisive victory there. Exit poll by Ipsos showed more than 38% going to a civic coalition. Exit polls in Croatia project the ruling conservatives to win the most vote there. A newcomer right-wing party also won a seat for the first time. Macron in France, meanwhile, has dissolved the French National Assembly and called for a snap election as the right-wing National Rally Party heads to a sweeping victory in European Union parliamentary elections. So he's dissolving his party and setting up snap elections for June 30, the second round for July 7. It's a big gamble. He's currently serving his second term in office as president. Should the National Party gain enough seats in the new election, it'll effectively derail Mr. Macron's legislative agenda for his remaining 2 years in office. He's unable to seek re-election in 2027 due to term limits. And of course, because of that, and all of this is happening, people don't like Macron, obviously. That's why he's doing what he's doing, trying to restructure everything to get the vote back. May not happen. There's a tall order for Sinn Féin to revive suddenly flagging Irish election hopes. And why is that? According to Anne O'Brien, said Sinn Féin was partly punished for not clearly articulating its position on immigration. Its stunning slide from 35% in surveys as October coincided with an immigration challenging the housing crisis at the top of voters' concerns. Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris could be tempted to call an early national election after the result, upending expectations the pro-Irish Unity Party was set to govern Ireland for the first time. Sinn Féin is the former political wing of the Irish Republican Army. Saw a commanding three-year opinion poll lead melt away in the run-up to Friday's council elections before it picked up only 12% of the vote, even worse than expected. Failing to enter government for the first time would be a major setback to its ambition in seeking a referendum on unifying with Northern Ireland, the British region where it's already the lead party. Benny Gantz, by the way, he is a member of Israel's three-man war cabinet, resigned yesterday. The move doesn't immediately pose a threat to Netanyahu's majority coalition in parliament. Mr. Gantz said Mr. Netanyahu is making total victory impossible. The government needs to put return of the hostages seized by Hamas above political survival. Four of them came home yesterday, rescued. Former military chief joined Mr. Netanyahu's government shortly after the Hamas attack in a show of unity. His presence also boosted Israel's credibility with its international partners. Mr. Gantz, by the way, has good working relations with the U.S. officials. Ukraine, according to a U.S. Senator, Lindsey Graham, is a goldmine. Allowing a Russian victory in the conflict would deprive America of access to vast mineral resources. Well, it's always that way. Of course, where'd Graham say that? Face the Nation on CBS, mainstream media on Sunday. Accusing Putin, of course, of being a megalomaniac who's attempting to recreate Russian empire by force of arms, starting with Ukraine. So supposedly, Ukraine's, you know, what's going to happen here. If Moscow wins, it'll take over Ukraine's wealth and share it with China. Graham described that prospect as ridiculous, suggesting it would be better if this gold mine were available to the U.S. instead. Well, of course. You know, we import it from somewhere else. That way we can trash their country. You don't trash ours, right? See how they think? That's what makes them a rhino. Now, moving on to U.S. news here at 17 after the hour, and this is craziness. Don't know if you heard this or not, but the left just couldn't wait for an official verdict in the Trump trial, could they? This shows their true colors. Now, what happened, you wonder? A judge, we're talking about Mershon here, he is the justice in the Trump trial, who they're going to appeal anyway because everything he did sucked, right? So here's what happened. Apparently, somebody named Michael Anderson posted on the court's Facebook page. My cousin is a juror and says Trump is getting convicted. Thank you, folks, for all your hard work. This was made on May 29th, the day the jury began deliberations, one day before the guilty verdict on May 30th. Now, they were going through 37 counts, okay? 37 counts. How do you do that in 2 days, less than 2 days, 11 and a half hours? How's that possible? See, they already had their mind made up, but somebody blew the whistle. Michael Anderson said his cousin is a juror. From what we're understanding, it is a she. Is a female juror. The comment had been made on a post unrelated to Merchant's courtroom for the appellate division in the New York Supreme Court. Former U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman commented on social media, if that's true, it may go beyond a mistrial and end in the case altogether because of double jeopardy. And of course, we have posted for you copies of the letter he sent to both Joshua Steinglass, the ADA for New York Attorney's Office, and Todd Blanche, Trump's lawyer. Now I want to point something out here. New York Penal Law, Section 215.30, makes juror misconduct in the first degree a Class A misdemeanor. You know, it's too bad it's not a felony. But I guess jury tampering probably would be. But she leaked this information on day one to this user named Michael Anderson. So I would imagine that the probably court investigators are going to go pay Mr. Anderson a visit here shortly and figure out who the juror is he communicated with. Now, here's a big problem, folks. This is me talking, not the news, right? Let's think about this. Put the critical thinking caps on. The judge tells the jury, before he excuses them for the Memorial Day holiday, go home, have a good time, don't talk to anyone or watch the media about the case. Don't talk to anybody, don't watch the media. Stay off the internet. Now, all of a sudden, the day before the jury reaches a verdict, right when they begin deliberations, Michael Anderson puts up a post. See, this just goes to show you that they already had their mind made up. Otherwise, why would the female cousin of Michael Anderson make that statement? Oh, yeah, he's guilty. We already figured that out. We're just sitting here biding our time so we can make it look like we're deliberating. But see, everybody on that jury panel, it was unanimous. So they all had their mind made up. They were going to get him. Because Alvin Bragg, you know, who is definitely overweight and makes me wonder whether he has diabetes or some other disease. Maybe it's called fat brain. I don't know. He really thought he was going to get away with this. But now we got all the people out there in New York that hate Donald Trump going on the internet and posting stuff before the jury reached the guilty verdict. So you can bet we're going to hear something this week about it because sentencing date is July 11th. And if Merchan goes forward with this, oh, you can bet not only is social media going to light up, but it's going to warrant, if he doesn't grant a mistrial and end this nonsense, because it is juror misconduct. So they're going to get to the bottom of this before this sentencing date happens. I'll tell you that right now. It's going to happen. They want to make this thing look squeaky clean, and they can't do that when you got people posting garbage on there online before the guilty verdict was even rendered. So we'll see. Meanwhile, in the Supreme Court, Justice Clarence Thomas has amended a disclosure to include gifts and trips. Left something out. Oops. He inadvertently omitted the trips paid for by billionaire Harlan Crow in his 2019 report. The new disclosure was made public on Friday, lists one trip on July 12th to Bali, Indonesia. The other trip was from July 18th to the 21st, was to Monte Rio, California. A lawyer for Justice Thomas said in 2023 that critics were wrong when they asserted the justice had failed to report all the gifts he received on his disclosures. Justice Thomas reported only one gift for 2023. He said he received two photo albums worth about $2,000. Eight of the nine Supreme Court justices filed disclosures for 2023. Samuel Alito, an appointee of former George W., received an extension. Now, why they filed? You know what they filed? Several of them reported hundreds of thousands of dollars coming to them in book payments, according to disclosure forms made public on Friday. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson got concert tickets from Beyonce and nearly a $900,000 advance payment for a forthcoming book. According to her disclosure form, she was provided with four concert tickets worth a total of $3,700 and some change. It was among three gifts she got last year, which also revealed she was received $12,500 worth of artwork. Justices Brett Kavanaugh, Neil Gorsuch, and Sonia Sotomayor also reported income from books they have published or will publish. Justice Kavanaugh reported being paid $340,000 by Regnery Publishing, while the court confirmed Friday that Justice is writing a legal memoir. Justices Gorsuch and Sotomayor reported royalty income of $250,000 and nearly $90,000, respectively. Justice Jackson signed her book contract soon after taking her seat in 2022. The book, Lovely One, is slated to be published in September. Gee, I wonder, Lovely One, are we talking about a woman? Because if we are, I'd like to see whether Justice Jackson actually defined it, because she didn't do that during the Senate hearings. She couldn't even tell you what it was. I'm not a biologist, she said. Huh, we'll see what the book says. In their day jobs, the justices are being paid $298,500 this year, except for Chief Justice Roberts, who gets $312,200 annually. Now that we've told you all this, right? Officials are saying the U.S. could deploy more nukes amid China and Russia threats. This, according to the Biden administration. Pranay Bhatti, National Security Council's top arms control officials, says while expanding the number of deployed nuclear missiles would break with decades of U.S. policy, it may be necessary in an era of great power competition. Absent a change in adversary arsenals, we may reach a point in the coming years where an increase is required. If that day comes, it'll result in determination more nukes are required to deter our adversaries and protect American people. Wyoming's Teton Pass Road collapses. Oh, I'm serious. This has collapsed more than 100 feet into the ground. It looks like it was kind of going, you know, the overpass. I mean, there's probably at least, I'm going to say, 300 feet of road missing. And it looks like a giant sinkhole that's about 300 feet deep, but it actually goes down into a canyon. This is at the roadway at milepost 12.8 on Teton Pass. We actually have a photo that we incorporated into the email blast so you can see what it looks like. It catastrophically failed, and a long-term closure is expected. I'd like to know how they're going to fix this. Seriously, because, I mean, this thing is still going to continue to collapse. All of the guardrails, everything went. Like I said, we don't know how long it's going to stay open. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is under criminal investigation for a pay-to-play scheme after a report revealed a group home business that looks after vulnerable children was approved for a rate hike after it donated to her inauguration in the Arizona Democratic Party. Attorney General Chris Mays, also a Democrat, said her office has launched a probe into the matter after getting a request from State Senator T.J. Shope, a Republican who's an Arizona Senate President pro tem. The request came after a report in the Arizona Republic showed Sunshine Residential Homes, the operator of group homes for foster kids, was approved for nearly a 60% increase in taxpayer money via the Arizona Department of Child Safety after previously being denied an increase. The approval came after the private company donated $400,000 to Hobbs, including her campaign and inauguration, as well as the state Democratic Party, according to the report. And, of course, pro-Palestinian protesters staged a rally in front of the White House on Saturday. They made arrests. Smoke bombs got set off. They're all screaming because they tried to cuff some lady, and they're yelling, "Let her go, mofo, let her go." Yeah. Officers deployed pepper spray. It got crazy out there. What can I say? They even showed up with all of these little faces looking like Blinken, Netanyahu, Gallant. Protesters threw bottles at a police officer yelling fascist. Boy, it gets just crazier by the minute. We'll be back with more news after these important words. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time here on this Monday. Dave Krieger with you here in the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us, and we appreciate those donations and shopping at the Power Mall. It is now open, 877-817-9829. For those of you, it opens at 8 a.m. Central. So Jay is standing by to take your call. Shop and keep us on the air. Otherwise, you know, one day you might just dial us in and there won't be anybody there. We got to stay on the air, folks. I want to celebrate our silver anniversary next year. Moving on to the economy and business. If you live in California, I'm so sorry. You might have lost your job. 10,000 California fast food workers have been McFired, thanks to this $20 an hour minimum wage, this law that went into effect. 10,000 California fast food workers have been fired. This according to the California Business and Industrial Alliance, which slammed Governor Newsom for the law, which went into effect April 1. Yeah, California businesses have been a total attack and total assault for years, says Tom Manzo, CABIA president and founder of a statement made to Fox Business, adding it's just another law that puts businesses in further jeopardy. According to Manzo, nearly 10,000 jobs have been cut across the state. You can only raise prices so much, and you're seeing it. People are not going to pay $20 for a Big Mac. It's not going to happen. Supersize me or not. Cabia took out this full-page ad, which you can, if you get our newsletter, you can click on that ad, and you can see all of the USA Today ad, full page, which mocks the obituaries of fast food chains, lots of them. Restaurants struggling to stay above water. Democrats just threw them an anvil. California Assembly Republican leader James Gallagher told Fox Business, we warned Democrats this new mandate would cost jobs. They ignored us, and here we are with the highest unemployment rate in the country, poised to get even worse. You see, if they have more, and we talked about this last week, folks, if they have more than 60 stores in the state, then it's $20 minimum wage per hour. So we told you that Rubio's just closed all the stores to go get below that 60 number so they didn't have to pay that $20 an hour minimum wage. And a lot of people got put out of work. There is a study out now. Research is basically saying that consumers tend to spend more money when using cashless payment methods rather than traditional cash, right? Australian university researchers revealed the findings were published in the Journal of Retailing following analysis of 71 research papers from 17 countries. It included data from 11,000 unique individuals. It's referred to as a cashless effect. And we're talking about credit cards, Apple Pay, you know, that sort of stuff. The paper used meta-analysis to identify key factors that make cashless effects stronger or weaker, finding that people spend more with cashless methods, especially when buying products that signal status, like jewelry, during positive periods of the business cycle, such as an increasing GDP growth rate. However, they found the cashless effect has weakened over time as people are increasingly familiar with non-cash methods. Researchers also didn't observe the cashless effect on the case of tipping in restaurants. The Supreme Court has ruled 9-0 in favor of the IRS in denying a refund in an estate tax dispute. The case is Connolly versus IRS. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously in favor of the IRS in a dispute over taxing shareholders' life insurance policies. The case concerns two brothers' closely held corporation. After one of them died, tax authorities on the estate didn't agree on the value of the stock. Closely held corporations commonly enter into agreements that require the redemption of a shareholder's stock after the shareholder dies to preserve the closely held nature of the business. Under such routine estate planning devices, corporations purchase life insurance on the shareholder to make sure the transaction is funded. Supreme Court held Life insurance proceeds that will be used to redeem a decedent's shares have to be included when calculating the value of those shares for purposes of the federal estate tax. The appeal of Thomas Connolly, executor of the state of Michael Connolly, was rejected by U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit in June. The IRS said the estate owed close to $1 million after it found that St. Louis-based Crown C Corp, a building materials business, failed to report life insurance proceeds after Michael Connolly died in 2013. The CFPB, this would be the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, has issued a circular notifying the financial sector engaging in any deceptive contract terms with customers. The circular warned companies about using illegal or unenforceable terms in consumer financial products and services contracts. Companies use this fine print tactic to try to trick consumers into believing they've given up certain legal rights or protections. According to the CFPB, institutions engaging in these actions are at risk of violating CFPB Act. This fine print may be just an attempt to confuse people about their rights, according to the agency. For example, some firms add a general liability waiver in contracts to claim to fully insulate them from lawsuits. However, most states already have laws that have carved out exemptions to these waivers. There are consumer protection laws that cannot be taken away irrespective of what a contract states, according to the agency. And this also has to do with foreclosures, folks. I wonder why more people aren't using consumer protection laws as comebacks on these things. My take, not news story. Facebook's in trouble again. The parent company Meta has to face a lawsuit over claims it breached terms of service by soliciting fraudulent advertisements from Chinese companies. A federal appeals court has ruled. Christopher Kalis and Anastasia Groshen sued Facebook in 2022 after they bought items advertised on Facebook. Mr. Kalis's car engine assembly kit did not arrive. Ms. Groshen's toddler activity board did arrive, but it was a puzzle, not a board. The pair said Facebook was unjustly enriching itself and being negligent by not only accepting but soliciting ads from scammers. That included efforts to solicit ads from China-based advertisers, despite internal data indicating nearly 3 in 10 such ads violated one or more Facebook's policies. Of course, the entire case was thrown out by U.S. District Judge Jeffrey White, who ruled the claims were barred by Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. However, he was wrong to toss the breach allegations, according to the new ruling, which came from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. Section 230 confers immunity on providers of an interactive computer service for information provided by another information content provider. The law bars treating the providers as a publisher or speaker in such cases. Just so you get the drift there. A program which we're talking about, this federal judge halts disaster aid program for minority farmers. This is the latest to be blocked in the wake of the Supreme Court overturning affirmative action in college admissions. A federal judge in Texas Northern District, Matthew J. Kaczmarek, found the program probably violated the plaintiff's equal protection rights under the Constitution. Kaczmarek's a Trump appointee, writing the Department of Agriculture is enjoined from providing relief to farmers based on its socially disadvantaged farmer or rancher designation, which he said funneled a greater share of aid to farmers identifying as Black, American Indian, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islanders, as well as women. The program lacked congressional authority to operate on the basis of race and sex, according to the judge. So what does it do? It looks like it discriminates illegally against white male farmers. Well, that's what happens. Go woke, go broke, right? BRICS developing platform for transactions in national currencies. That's what they're doing. Member states are seeking to improve the international monetary and financial system, the Russian foreign minister says. BRICS is prioritizing the creation of a platform that will enable member states to conduct transactions in national currencies, according to Russian foreign minister Sergei Lavrov. Speaking at a meeting of the economic bloc's foreign ministers in Nizhny Novgorod, Russia, Lavrov said BRICS was actively working to implement the decisions of the Johannesburg summit last year, particularly when it comes to improving the international monetary and financial system, developing a platform for settlements in national currencies and mutual trade. He added the bloc, which recently underwent a process of unprecedented expansion, is also looking to harmonize the framework of interaction between BRICS partners. Our agenda is extensive. It includes issues that will directly affect the future world order based on fair grounds, according to Lavrov. Amazing how that works, huh? 43 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., go to the phone lines. Brady, thank you for holding. What say you?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. We're talking about the BRICS. I'd sure like to join. I don't even know if anybody in the United States can join BRICS at this moment. They're sanctioned. You know, this government that we're under right now doesn't like anybody that's aligning with the BRICS system, which is using the Russian ruble and the yuan. Just last month, all the transactions that used to be done in the petrodollar across overseas, only 10% of the transactions were done with the petrodollar. So you're watching in real time the demise of the dollar. In regards to the Israeli hostages that were freed this weekend, there was three of them, but nobody really brought up on the other side, there was 300 dead Gazans and 700 wounded in order to get those three hostages. So I'm just wondering now if that's, in, you know, since we're at war, is that the way we're supposed to conduct war? Is that okay? 1,000 people for three hostages, is that an equal playing field, or is that just what the Jews created?
Okay, now here we go, Brady. We're keeping score again. And the thing is that you know that Hamas likes to hide and create tunnels and use humans as shields. And this is why we have a problem when you try to get three and you get dozens killed as a result of getting three out, because they use them as human shields. And we know that. And there's nothing that I can do or you can do to stop any of this atrocity going on, except, I mean, you know, you can do what they did in front of the White House and complain about it. A lot of good that does. You know, Washington, I'm sorry, is not listening. So I guess you're going to have to find somebody to elect in November that actually does care about the situation over there. I appreciate your call. Moving along in the health category, here's why. You ever heard of ghee? Ghee, G-A-G-E, ghee. Oh, you know what I'm saying. Ghee is Indian food. That's right. Next time you go to grocery store, you'll find jars of ghee. Get them instead. You know why? It has a deep-rooted history. It's rich in flavor, and it's a top choice who people who want to cook, shifting from industrial foods like highly processed seed oil to less refined and more natural diet, right? Making ghee is a simple process that removes a component, producing a pure golden butter fat, and it's got a higher smoke ratio, right? Higher smoke point. Butter smoke point is about 350. Ghee is closer to 485. So it makes it ideal for cooking at high temperatures. If you want to sear stuff without burning, it's pure fat. It's got a long shelf life. Doesn't need to be refrigerated. In Ayurvedic medicine, ghee is highly valued for its nourishing and healing properties. Practitioners use it internally and externally to purify and rejuvenate the body. Plus, it's got a good source of vitamins A, D, E, and K. It's butyric acid, fatty acid linked to gut health. So, stock up on some ghee. Doesn't have casein and lactose in it, milk sugar, and milk protein. Milk solids are removed during the ghee-making process. It may prove a safer option for those with dairy sensitivities. Now we have another situation called microplastics. This is something that's probably got all of you health nuts out there concerned. It's widespread. Study published in March revealed microplastics increased the risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke by more than four times. Particles of plastic smaller than 5 millimeters in diameter, referred to as microplastics. And of course, they've excavated it from the soil. Analyzing soil sediment found underground at a depth of 7 meters. The results revealed 16 types of microplastic polymers, indicating microplastic pollution was as present as early as the 1980s. And I mean, you know, they're all over the place. Exfoliating skin products, toothpaste containing plastic microbeads, synthetic fibers in clothing. Ubiquitous in microplastics is the air, water, food, everyday items, makes avoiding them impossible. So how do we stop this, all this oxidative stress they cause? Because that's a self-defense mechanism. It's See, excessive oxidative stress can lead to overproduction of free radicals, which damage the body's cells and tissues, thereby increasing the risk of various diseases. They can also adsorb other toxic chemicals, such as heavy metals. So, all these things, the Power Mall, you go to, you shop there. Antioxidants, whether we get them through food or supplements, vitamins A, C, and E, and glutathione. Look, run a search on the Power Mall. They're there. Omega-3, fatty acids, probiotics, herbal extracts, green algae, and spirulina, NAC. Serves as a precursor to glutathione. Activated charcoal, vitamin D. We have all this at the Power Mall. OptiVita makes a lot of the stuff. You get 10% off this week. Now, as far as health officials and what they're reporting, a couple of controversial things here. Cows with bird flu have died in five U.S. states. Sounds to me like the beginning of a scare tactic, eh? Dairy cows infected with highly pathogenic avian influenza A or H5N1 have died or been slaughtered by farmers because they did not recover. In South Dakota, a dairy farm with 1,700 cows sent a dozen animals to slaughter after they did not recover from the virus and killed another dozen that contracted secondary infections, according to a professor at South Dakota State University and a veterinarian for the state extension office who spoke with a farm. A farm in Michigan called about 10% of its 200 infected cows after they failed to recover from the influenza known as bird flu. In Colorado, some dairies reported culling cows with a bird flu because they didn't return to milk production. Cows infected with influenza typically display symptoms such as reduced milk and lethargy or lethargy. Ohio Department of Agriculture, Megan Harshberger, said infected cows have died in Ohio but didn't elaborate, but said mostly due to secondary infections. Texas Animal Health Commission confirmed cows have died from secondary infections at some dairy operations with avian flu outbreaks. Of course, no figures. New Mexico state vet Samantha Urig said farmers increasingly culled cows due to decreased milk production early in the outbreak. Culling decreased as farmers learned most cows gradually recovered. This is all happening even before the U.S. confirmed bird flu was infecting cattle. All right, so you go figure that out, right? FDA has recalled 800,000 units of cream cheese products due to potential salmonella contamination. Man, is there no end to this? This is a Wisconsin-based company, Schreiber Foods, Inc. Schreiber Foods, Inc. Look at the package of the cream cheese. If it says that, probably not good. Said it was recalling 836,721 units of various cream cheese products due to possible salmonella contamination, according to the FDA. This is distributed and sold by several food retailers, Hy-Vee, Kroger, Piggly Wiggly. Others that sold the products include Dutch Farms, Fairway, Happy Farms, Our Family, Schnuck, Essential Everyday, and Dunkin'. All right? Schreiber Foods, look at that. It's a class 2 recall, which may cause temporary or medically irreversible or reversible adverse health consequences, or where the probability of serious adverse health consequences is remote, according to the agency. So it's not serious. The FDA also has issued an alert. 8 people sickened by Diamond Shrooms microdosing chocolate bars in 4 states. Wow. Bad reactions, including seizures, loss of consciousness, and vomiting. How many of those chocolate bars did you eat? 8 people in 4 states, all reported seeking medical care. 6 were hospitalized, no deaths. The microdosing chocolate bars can be bought online and nationwide retailers that sell products made with hemp-derived cannabidiol, or Delta-8, tetrahydrocannabinol, Delta-8 THC. Now, I know they make chewies and gummies because some of you are out there taking Delta-8. This is different from taking the shrooms, all right? Full list of retailers is currently unknown, according to the FDA. Well, why are we talking about this then? People are taking Delta-8 and having good results with it. Might not have dreams, but at least you're having good results with it, right? I know people are taking it, so there, I can tell you that. Kia is recalling. Oh, my God, another one? What is up with this manufacturing? 463,000 almost Telluride SUVs, urging owners, park your cars outside and away from other structures until an issue posing a fire hazard is fixed. Oh, you think it's a battery? Nope. The front power seat motor on the affected Telluride from 2020 to 2024 model years may overheat because of a stuck slide knob and start fire. That could potentially result in a fire while the car is parked or being driven. Gee, there you get a hot rear end, huh? Kia made the decision to recall the vehicles on May 29th after getting reports of one underseat fire and six incidents of a localized melting in the seat tilt motor between August 22 and March 24. No related injuries, crashes, or fatalities reported. Wow. Till the vehicles are repaired, park them outside, away from buildings, unless you want them to catch fire and burn your house down. Kia Telluride SUV. On the energy and environment category, destruction is more severe than nuclear war, and it's called weather warfare. From Wyon News, Dane Wigington has a geoengineering watch org report, number 461 out. Hurricanes are now so strong, scientists want to introduce Category 6 storms. Question is, are these two headlines connected? Are they inseparable? Biosphere collapses here. What cards are they going to play next? We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after these important messages from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. 9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.